Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now. Your comments make the show better. Send us your thoughts live on our Facebook channel to be the star of today's show. Can't catch us live? Hit us up on our other social media channels to have your say. For now, welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, world. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show on a Monday, July 8th. Episode number 26 of the Rod Peterson Show, coming to you from the bunker in a field in southern Saskatchewan. Welcome to the first day of a bye week for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. If you are a fan of the green and white, if you are a fan of any other CFL team across the land, welcome. Grab a coffee, make yourself at home. You're all more than welcome here. Things changing a little bit this morning. Darren DuPont is with me. My Han Solo, that just popped into my head.
Good morning.
Hi, my deputy prime minister. How are you, dude?
I am doing really well.
Good.
Great morning.
I was under the impression that Mike Abou-Meshrick would be with us this morning, the 10-year CFLer and Grey Cup champion. He is not. He is, I don't even know where he is. So I'm more than happy to welcome to the program Global Regina's Taylor Shire to break down the weekend that was in sports. The Saskatchewan Roughriders 37-10 shabackling at the hands of the Calgary Stampeders. The Stampeders came in and whipped the Riders' butts. That's what everybody's waiting for, right, Dupes? That's what they're waiting for.
Yep.
Kick their ass. And Riders not as good as they thought they were. So says head coach Craig Dickinson. And Taylor Shire was at that post-game news conference. He'll join us to talk about that. I'm just running through things here. Ottawa head coach Rick Campbell will be with us. They didn't have the greatest showing on Friday Night Football. The Red Blacks losing at home 29-14 to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Rick will be with us, former CFL Coach of the Year from not that long ago. CTV Regina's Jackie Perez will be here, the former Argos cheerleading captain. And that's right, CTV Regina's Jackie Perez, Global's Taylor Shire. You're not going to fight, are you? He says no. Okay. Just want to make sure about that. I'm looking forward to that. I've got a full list of notes here, Darren.
Yes.
I'm not. So in this warm-up segment, before we bring Taylor on the set, I'm going to try and run through these as fast as I can. Gaynor was changed back. I've been told that there are some that were shocked at the outcry over the Riders changing their mascot. How could you be outraged? The guy's been around since 1979, so basically hasn't changed in 40 years. How could you be shocked that there would be national news? This one thing you ought to understand. Sports fans from across the country know who Gaynor is. And when there's a backlash from Rider fans who are internationally famous themselves, it's going to make the news. And kudos to the Riders for changing at least the eyes somewhat back to what they were. But somewhat short-sighted in thinking that this would go unnoticed. I was just in the gym this morning, Evolution Fitness, a good and longtime sponsor of myself, Darren. And what have they been marketing the last couple of years since they've been the official gym of the Riders? Photos of Gaynor, because the players switch all the time. The mascot's always the same. And I'm like, oh, that's got to be changed.
Yeah.
It's on my Instagram story right now, at Rod Peterson Official. Like, it's no small thing.
No.
I'll continue. Oh, I'm going to delve into the burger thing, and then I'll let you say whatever you want.
Sure.
You're very brave wearing a white shirt drinking coffee on the set of the Rod Peterson Show.
Got to look good for the people.
Kudos to you, my friend. I had a CFL referee DM me on Twitter on the weekend. He was coming into Regina, and he said, "Where's Regina's best burger? Want to take my family?" I panicked. I said, "Do you have Fuddruckers in your town?" He said, "Yes."
Well, Bond Burger doesn't have a store.
I was going to clearly Bonberger was what, I'm not going to say track down Bonberger and follow that truck and get the pizza burger, because that's the best one that I've, second best I've ever had in Regina, ever. I panicked. So I want to get people going on the Facebook string, the Prairie Mobile text line, whatever device you may have to get a hold of us on the Rod Peterson Show. What's Regina's best burger? I'm not even done yet. I said, you got Fuddruckers in your town, so I won't say that. That would be my go-to. Pressbox Sports Bar was, they had a burger named after me, and it was outstanding. But my buddies don't own it anymore. I don't even know if they have that burger anymore. So don't say the Pressbox. Well, I'm thinking Five Guys or Fat Burger, but shoot me for saying a chain. You would think we'd have a locally owned restaurant that would have a burger suitable enough to send a CFL referee and his family. And I'm all of a sudden, I'm cracking a bead of sweat, and I'm trying to answer this guy. It's anxiety. And then I'm at the Keg on Friday with Tony the Tiger. Tony Plater, former Rider PR guy, and I see this burger go out on a platter from the kitchen, and I'm like, oh, wow, that looks amazing. So I immediately grab my phone. Excuse me, Tony, he's got to write this referee. Maybe go to the Keg because this looks outstanding. And as of this morning, I've DM'd him back and said, where did you end up taking your family? I haven't heard back yet. Burger Baron, out of business. I would have said Burger Baron, out of business.
Yep.
So maybe the Keg. You're checking the Facebook string. What are they saying up there? Because I haven't looked yet. Since
Fat Burger's up there. I'm Fat Badger, I thought, had a good burger downtown.
Wouldn't know. See, that's the thing. The pubs, I'm not even in it. The Avenue downtown has the best burger, says Anthony. I'm a little out of the loop, but I'm not a burger guy. I'm a steak guy. If I'm going out for beef, I'm going for steak. So maybe I should have said, you're asking the wrong guy.
You know what, Anthony? I'm with you. I haven't had the burger there, but I've been to Avenue once. Actually went last fall, actually, with Justin Dunk and Paul Walden. We went before a Canada West broadcast for lunch. It was outstanding. Great place. I think that's Chef Dale McKay that opened up Avenue. He's got Aiden, a couple others in Saskatoon.
I hear lots of good things about it.
Yeah, amazing. So we'll have to make a stop in there and have a burger one day, I guess.
Well, and there's a Stephen following from Calgary this morning. Peter's Drive-In in Calgary. Yes, we get that, Stephen. I panicked. I crapped myself trying to write a CFL referee where to go for a burger. I'm so ashamed. I still am this morning. I didn't know what the Chappies on Albert Street North, says Dave Spatafora. Sure. What do I put on my steak? I have a lot of barbecue sauce on it, and I order it black, burnt black. So I teed Clark, producer Clark, up on this before we went to air. You were sitting in the room.
Yep.
I said, for the first hour, we'll take suggestions via Twitter, Prairie Mobile text line, and so forth. And that will all lead to what is Regina's best burger. What are you going to tell somebody coming in the Queen City? You got to go here. And that'll turn into the Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center, Daily Poll.
I'm interested to see where this goes, too.
I mean, me too.
Saskatoon, I love the Congress. They've got a really good burger. And then when we go traveling, my favorite, anywhere, is Shake Shack. That's my favorite of all
time.
On
the way out to Craven, place?
No, there's no Shake Shack. It's an American joint.
Okay.
But that's my favorite of all time when I go traveling.
From Ben, you want yours burnt? You're a serial killer. Well, look, I grew up the youngest of three boys on a grain cattle outfit in Milestone, Saskatchewan. We had steak all the time, and my dad burnt it, and I loved it. So you don't change. That's where you form your brand thinking. So we're going to go there. Riders are just getting murdered on social media on the way they played the other night, 37-10, the lack of a sellout. People are raging. And can I just back up before I continue this mini rant and just say, I had a fantastic weekend. Went home from here, had a nap, watched Friday Night Football. Saturday, had coffee with Jamie Neugebauer from the SJHL. Then I went for coffee with my wife, had my third coffee around noon meeting. I told you that, right?
Yeah.
Went to the game, had the tailgate party. I had a blast, sat in the CTV seats. Thank you, Derek and Duane, and all the great people at CTV, right behind the Rider bench. I had a blast. And my wife's like, on the way home, she's like, does it feel weird being at the games? No, it feels like it's 1998 all over again, but way better. Because when you're calling the games and you're just on the radio, you're just looking between the white lines. And you've called enough games, you know that. You don't see what's going on everywhere else. You have no idea. Like, I would come home from games after calling them for 20 years, and my wife's like, did you see that fight in the end zone? Did you see this? If it didn't happen inside the white lines, I did not see it. I'm sorry. Now I see everything. So if anybody complains about this stadium or we shouldn't have built it or whatever, it feels so NFL. It feels so big time. And when I got up at halftime to go to the washroom, I went into the Harvard Lounge, right into the washroom, no lineup. If I'd wanted to eat something, I could have. Like, not a long lineup there. If people want to complain about the lowest home attendance for a Calgary game since 2007, then you go ahead. I'm not really going to buy into that argument because I'm a fan again for the first time in 20 years, and I'm loving every single second of it. I love the social aspect of it and the people that you see there. This is all new to me. It's not a job anymore. So I'm having the time of my life. This is the perfect job for me right now, sitting here right now, every day in this time slot, at this stage of my life. It's perfect, and I'm so happy. So people want to rage about 4,000 empty seats or whatever they want to do. You go ahead. I'm not buying into it. Okay? Now, people say there's a decline. The decline is real. I see this stuff in the... I would suggest a lot of the magic is gone. That wave... Mm-hmm. For sure. There's no doubt. That's just my observation. The next Rider sellout will be its first of a string. What's the Raptors? 234 straight sellouts? 235? 234, somewhere 235, something like that. So the next sellout will be start number one of a streak. That's a problem. This is Canada's team. It should be sold out every single game. I don't care. Don't compare us to Green Bay anymore. Or Texas or Alabama or this or that, if you can't sell out 10 games a year, 9 regular, just don't. I'll pause and bring your thoughts because I've rambled for 12 consecutive minutes. So I've given you a lot of things. Over to you.
Yeah,
Kimo Sabi.
That's a big one that I heard over the weekend, obviously, was the crowds. People are talking about that. And it's an issue. It is. You have to be aware of it. And you have to figure out, okay, is this something that we can control? Can we do something to try and get the crowds up? You know, you talked about the Raptors, you know, trying to, or, you know, with their sellout streak. Why has nobody in the CFL celebrated the Raptors? Should they not be making a...
Well, that's up to the Argos.
Should they not be making a CFL-wide tour of stadiums?
And Canada's team, I thought.
Parading the NBA championship in front of all of the country's fans in the CFL. That would do something to bring attendance up. There's all kinds of little things that we can do to try and grow attendance. I know Canada Day was nice. It showed a spike in TV numbers, and we thought that was great. But then all of a sudden, the game at home, after, you know, two pretty impressive performances, and you're excited about the quarterback, and people don't show up. Now, that's a problem for sure. The weather was pretty good for the game. I know there was rain and some thunder showers in the afternoon that we thought might dampen the tailgate, but it turned out to be an amazing time. People showed up. It's still a great time. Everybody's having fun. The game day experience with the second party now has gotten even better. So fans have even more to enjoy when they come to the park. You get it from all areas. And then once you get inside, you now know how good the game day experience is.
Outstanding.
It's second to none. So, yeah, it's an issue. And you have to figure out why the young kids aren't coming anymore, why maybe it's not as cool as it used to be. I had lots of texts on Saturday asking if I had tickets. So I think there's lots of people who want to go to the game. I don't think they want to pay to go to the game, and that's a problem. That's a problem.
I know. There's another argument that I will listen to but won't buy into, in that I've had season tickets for a few years now. I budget for it. It's not that big a deal. Yeah, I went on the CTV seats, but the seats that I own, I gave to some friends of Clark's. As a matter of fact, I don't even know who they are. These guys were tagging me on Instagram. Rod, thanks for the seats. I'm like, who are you? I need those back. Oh, Clark's telling me they were his nephews. Anyways, I'm sure that I will get them back. But I don't find the tickets overly priced, you know. But I'm not 20 anymore. I mean, back in the day, going to the games in the early 90s with my buddies, every dollar we had, we spent on the Riders. And I think that's the Riders' problem right now, is that not everybody... Spending money on the Riders is not a priority to everybody like it used to be. I think that's what the issue is right there. So... This Corey had written in, where he says on the Facebook feed, we are complaining about the attendance in Regina when 90% of the seats are always empty at Argo games. We're not. I'm just telling you what I'm listening to, what I'm hearing. The Argos have in their town the Raptors, the Leafs, and the Blue Jays. We have really, on a pro scale, nothing else. This is not a rider problem even, really. They just would like their games sold out. Why wouldn't they? And when they're sold out, concession revenue's up, merchandise revenue's up. That's the whole deal. The CFL problem, it is attendance because it's going the wrong way. And look at NHL games. Look at the Oilers games. I just saw the stat you probably did last week. The Oilers, are they not the number one drawing road team in the NHL? Number one or two.
Yeah.
And I think the Jets were three. The Edmonton Oilers, who have been crap for 10 years, really. And every game sold out for the for the Oilers. So it's not necessarily a money thing in those towns. I've got friends in Edmonton that split their season tickets. They pay tens of thousands of dollars for Oilers season tickets because the Oilers have that sizzle. They still are rolling on it from Gretzky, Messier, Curry, Anderson, Fear. They still are and probably always will. But that's their thing. We're talking about Saskatchewan, where the Rough Riders should be sold out every single game. We will talk with Taylor Shire coming in here next after the warm-up about actual football things and the fact the Riders are 1-3. He was in the locker room. He was at the news conferences after. I'm very happy to have the pride of Rokenville, Saskatchewan, with us here today, Taylor Shire. Now, just some business. Again, we need best burger suggestions during the break. So I can answer my phones. I was pantsed inadvertently by a CFL referee who asked where to go for the best burger in Regina. I had nothing to tell him, and I'm still embarrassed. A couple of days later, I had no answer. Maybe we should be embarrassed. No, I should be embarrassed. This is a me thing. We've had the Lancaster come in. We've had Chappies on North Albert. Hey, I'll take it. If the top four suggestions will go to the Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center daily Twitter poll and on our website at rodpeterson.com. Got a lot of things to get to today. That's just scratching the surface. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio.
Employee pricing is back.
Yeah, it's my favorite time of the year.
You pay what I pay.
We get amazing discounts when we buy a car.
And this month, you can too.
Car, truck, SUV, doesn't matter.
You pay what we pay.
Get savings up to $19,000 on new Ford F-150s. They're starting as low as $32,999 plus tax, and no one has more of them than Capital Ford.
It's like you work here,
but you don't have to.
You pay what we pay!
Yeah! Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy five nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rob.
All right, we back on a Monday morning. Sports update. Blue Jays minor leaguer Nate Pearson brought the heat on a cool evening in Cleveland. He threw four pitches over 101 miles per hour during a perfect fifth inning of the Futures games. topping out at 100.7 against Dodgers AA shortstop Gavin Lux. The American League and National League played to a 2-2 tie. Vladdy Guerrero had two hits and scored twice in the Blue Jays' 6-1 win over the Baltimore Orioles at Rogers Center. Trent Thornton pitched six shutout innings, and Lourdes Gurriel Jr. belted a two-run homer to help Toronto avoid a three-game sweep. Meanwhile, former Blue Jays outfielder Kevin Pillar is still pulling out his tricks for the Giants. Pillar had a pair of defensive gems on back-to-back plays in the seventh inning of a 1-0 win against St. Louis. Pillar made a spectacular diving catch to take away a hit from Paul Goldschmidt in right center, then round down Dexter Fowler's deep fly at the warning track. The crowd at Oracle Park gave a standing ovation. Again, taking suggestions for Regina's Best Burger for our daily poll. You can write us as well on the Prairie Mobile text line, 840-8777. Again, 840-8777 and Papa 306 in front of that. We're asking for Regina's Best Burger. Greg Gilbertson writing in this morning. Howdy, Greg. He says, Rod, you should have a top five burgers, have a cook-off. Serbian Club definitely needs to be in the conversation. Well, for the basis of CFL officials that come to Regina and want Regina's Best Burger, that's why we're doing it this morning. So I don't know what to tell them. We're going to take the top four and put it on the daily poll after hour one of the show. And I think the Ice House Tavern in White City, worth the drive, as they say, and Lancaster right now are two. And Avenue's up there, too. I got to make a note of that, Dupes.
Yep.
I know people are raging, particularly the Old Boys Club. They're really upset. That's my Lynch imitation. That the Riders got spanked 37-10 by the Stampeders on Saturday night in a game the Riders were favored to win by 5.5 before 29,147. Rokenville's Taylor Shire is here of Global Regina. How are you doing, Taylor?
Pretty good.
Good.
On a Monday, yeah.
Glad to have you. Things have changed a bit around here since the last time you were here. Was that week one, I think you were here?
Week two. Start of week two.
All right.
Yeah.
Appreciate having you here.
Yeah,
and you enjoy. I see that you're watching this show. So what do you like about it?
I like, you know what? It's a good coffee row show. That's what
right.
It feels like.
Good.
The drive home shows are great. I flip it on the way home. But this is like a coffee row show. We're sitting in coffee row, whether it's the local coffee shop next door, whether it's a barber shop. It has that kind of feel. And we're inviting other conversations in with people on the feeds and whatnot. And that's what I like about it, is that you start your, especially on a Monday morning.
Darren, that is exactly what we want.
It's exactly what we wanted.
Thank you, Taylor.
And you know what? You were drinking your coffee when you came in. Taylor's been back and forth. I think it was on CNBC. I saw an article pop up on my Twitter feed. Up to eight cups of coffee a day can lower or can extend your life, make you live longer.
I don't doubt it for a second.
Keep me up longer in a day, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that too.
An hour or two.
Taylor, your thoughts? While you take a sip of coffee, my thoughts. From watching in row one, right behind the Rider bench, I have several. I posted them to Twitter right after the game. Bad offensive showing. And you can rip on the defense if you want, that's fine. But it was 6-0 Calgary after the first quarter, 15-3 at the half. The defense was doing its job. The offense just wasn't. Sometimes you see that. The defense is holding you in until they realize the offense isn't going to do anything today. It was just a bad offensive day. Sacks, drops, picks, you name it. Riders lose the turnover battle 3-0. The sack battle 5-3. They were outgained 379-233. Everybody's mad. That's the Rider Nation. I'm starting to, like, at least I don't have to deal with it anymore. I just kind of sit back and laugh. But I see people are ripping Zach Collaros now. Oh, Bo Levi's on the sidelines. He's on the six. Why isn't Zach on the... It's two different injuries. Bo's got a pec muscle. He was running sprints before the game in warm-ups. Zach's got his 18th concussion. If Zach could be down there, I'm sure he would. Back off on Zach. You want to rip the guys for playing poorly? Go ahead. But lay off guys that don't deserve it. Some guys do deserve it, because around halftime, I'm like, is A.C. Leonard the only guy playing defense today? Over to you, Taylor.
Well, a couple of the comments from the Riders postgame that stuck out to me. Craig Dickinson said, we're not as good as we thought we were. The Toronto game boosted their ego. They dominated all facets of that Argos game, and they won pretty. They whooped Toronto. So then they come in feeling a little bit good. You get facing a rookie quarterback in Nick Arbuckle, and all of a sudden, you're kicked down a peg because he came Arbuckle came prepared. He was ready to go. He knew the system, and he showed he didn't force anything, but he showed exactly what he could do and what Bo Levi Mitchell has done to be successful in that system. And I think that was another one. Another, if you want to go to the Calgary defensive side, they played well. And Cody Fajardo said post game he was uncomfortable in the pocket. And so he even said, I probably should have stayed a couple more seconds in the pocket for some of those throws that he forced, those two picks to Trey Roberson. But he said, I felt uncomfortable, so I decided to scramble. And then...
ooh, bad things happen when...
yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
Exactly. So those were the two kind of comments that stuck out to me. And I mean, there's... you know, we could talk about missed tackles. That they didn't make a single tackle. The Calgary running game was strong all night. There was a bunch of different things, a few deep balls, but I think those two comments, they were a little bit overconfident.
Yeah.
And Fajardo was uncomfortable in the pocket.
Yeah, the tackling was an issue.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You have to make sure you take care of the little things, and that's going to be a focus this week for the group, no doubt. The thing for me, though, is I know fans are getting on this team saying, okay, yeah, you beat Calgary, you beat Toronto, great. Now you finally get a test, and we don't have what we thought we had. And it was Calgary's, backup quarterback and maybe not their first team? Like, let's forget about that, because Calgary is a good team regardless of who's playing. We know they have depth. We know they've got depth at the quarterback position. They've had that for years. Calgary is a good team. That team we saw is not going to be a whole lot different from the team with Bo Levi. They were in pretty capable hands with Arbuckle in that football game, and the Riders couldn't play with them. It was a real tough game. But I don't know where they go from here. I mean, you just have to hit the reset button and get back to, you know, the basic details of the game. I mean, the missed tackling, the being flustered in the pocket, those little things, you know, that's not going to work week in and week out.
Enjoying the comments coming in on the Facebook thread here, the Facebook wall. Pam Akwin writes in, he says, our guys look like they were tackling greased pigs. They look terrible. Well, I believe tackling is a mental thing. It looks physical, but it's a mental thing. Yeah, it was bad tackling on defense. That might have bred into the overconfidence thing the guys are talking about. Larry, the pool master, Larry Schwenke writes in. He says, Rider fans and players were all too overconfident, and Calgary was much more determined. There's some Stampeders fans writing in here as well. These comments are as entertaining or more than we are. Where do the Riders get off being overconfident about anything? That is not right. Yeah, I know they're a 12-win team coming up off, but so what? Overconfident because you blew out the Argonauts? I don't get it. They came out flat. They came out without a buzz, and they didn't play with a buzz all game long. And I'm not blaming coaching for that. That loss is on the players. I saw people ripping Shivers. I saw people ripping McAdoo. They're not missing the tackles.
No.
The coaches. They're not throwing the picks. There was no in-game tactical errors from Craig Dickinson. If you want to rip on him for not challenging that non-reception in Ottawa in a three-point loss, I got some time for that. I don't have time. This was a player's loss Saturday night, not a coach's loss.
I think three big plays that stuck out for me early on were the 2nd and 13, 2nd and 14, and then a 2nd and 20 shortly after, and Calgary converted on all three. And that to me was, all right, this is it. Anytime you can get a team in 2nd and long like that, you should be able to stop them. I would say your odds are, 90%, I would say. But they converted all three, game over after that, and that was early. And you could say, you know, the pick six or that penalty when the Riders had them, the pass interference when they had Calgary down at the 2. You could say those were the big plays, but those three early plays when Calgary was able to convert on 2nd and long, that to me showed me what the game was going to be like.
Yeah, it's a team, too, that, you know, has a lot of young players, too. And especially when you're young or inexperienced at the key position, like a quarterback, it can be really tough. And I go back to last year, and everybody, you know, some people want to harp on Zach Caleros. Well, he's not the reason we won those football games. He didn't play very well. Well, they won when he was playing. 10 games, right? Was it not 10 games that they won when he was playing? And for some reason, everybody seemed to play better Maybe it wasn't his statistically, you know, getting the job done, but everybody played better. And you could see that, you know, it was a confident group after Toronto. Sure, you won a game, you look pretty good, you should be confident. But as soon as things didn't go well right away, they didn't know how to adjust. And that was a big confidence thing. Nobody seemed to take over that game or keep everybody in line or on the same page. And once the confidence was gone, if Cody Fajardo couldn't get the ball moving down the field, then the defense was gripping the stick a little bit too tight. And now we got to pick up the pace. And if they weren't doing it, the offense, you know, was doing the same thing and trying to force it. And it became just this massive, you know, mistake after mistake, and they could never get out of it.
I think one more thing that I kind of noticed is that they were flat. They had just played a home game on Monday. They're back at home on Saturday. The allure of the home crowd, like on Monday's game, they were away for 2 weeks. That was their home opener. And it was almost like, yeah, we just, you know, that was our high. And now, oh, we play another home game on Saturday. It's not as, I guess, you're not as hyped up because you just had one. So if you go out on the road for a week and then come back, you're going to be more hyped up to be back at home, maybe a bit of a longer break. But yeah, they practiced for 3 days and then had Calgary off a Toronto win. They were banged up. That's not an excuse.
Injuries bit of an excuse. They were I'm sitting behind the Ryder bench going, oh, there's a lot of stars here in sweatpants.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Hurl, Brendan Labatt.
You could say the same thing about Calgary.
True.
They were more banged up.
But where are those guys more important?
Yeah.
Right? Who has a greater fall off, you know, when those stars aren't in the lineup?
Well,
you know,
all-star quarterback to a backup making his first start. That's probably your biggest impact. And Arbuckle played well.
And he played well.
But yeah, you don't have Nick Marshall. And
KD Cannon was a big loss for me, too. He was one of the more targeted receivers and, you know, a safety blanket, you know, for Cody Fajardo. I thought he played pretty well not having him. That was a bit of an impact, too, for that receiving core. So, yeah, there's...
I don't know.
Injuries are an issue, too.
It's inexcusable to lose in your own park 37-10. And everybody, you know, I'm hearing this around town last week. Oh, Ryder's got a real shot here. They're going to win. Calgary's playing their backup quarterback. So are we. Like, people think that Cody Fajardo's the second coming of Ken Austin. Let's just back up the truck here. These are fans, right? And I enjoy listening to the opinions. But it was backup versus backup. And Nick Arbuckle looked like Joe Montana. He did. Enjoy the Stampeders fans watching this morning. When they come in, I know this for a fact, when they come in and win in Regina, the Stampeders refer to it as green tears. They love it. They love breaking the Rider Nation's hearts. That's what Calgary's all about. And that's fine. That's what you should want. It's green for a couple reasons. Rider Nation's tears, but green with envy. Because this is Canada's stadium, it's Canada's team, and they come in and smash their hearts. It's kind of the little fun thing that goes back and forth between the two franchises, you know? But Calgary, full marks for what they did here the other night. From Wayne in Victoria, he said, why is it? This is on the Prairie Mobile text line at 840-8777. Why is it that after we beat a team by a big score, we get overconfident? Yet you never see Calgary get overconfident. You're talking about a coach here in Craig Dickinson that's now coached four games. He's learning. That was the plan. You were in the news conference, Taylor. I watched it online afterwards. One thing I love about Craig Dickinson is you're always getting, he's a hard on the sleeve kind of guy. Chris Jones was the same demeanor all the time. Win by 50, lose by 50, tie. Don't matter. He's the same. Craig is going to stand there and tell you how he feels, the truth. And he looked like he'd seen a ghost the other night from what I'd seen after the game.
Yeah, he definitely, he was shocked a little bit. And he said exactly that. We're not as good as we thought we were. The compete level wasn't good. I mean, and Cody Fajardo blamed the loss on him. He's like, ah, that's on me. And
on himself.
That's what you could say a good leader does, that a good quarterback does that. It wasn't all his fault, obviously. He didn't necessarily steal the game or help take it away. But Craig said, yeah, you know, that's what a good leader does. And he said, no, we weren't good on the offensive line. Some of the receivers didn't, you know, run the best routes or drop some balls. And then the defense, when the offense isn't moving the ball, the defense is going to be on the field a whole lot. And I think that was another issue that didn't allow the Riders to get any stops late.
Secondary theme running through the show. What is Regina's best burger? Ryan writing in, where is Ryan? He's one of our tech guys.
He's working.
Yelling at us. Oh, he's apparently at Luna Kitchen and Bar. Where is Luna Kitchen and Bar?
Oh, Luna is
He says
great.
It's fantastic. Their special sauce is next level. I think we need to be sampling these burgers.
Yes.
That's what I think.
We need to
before
make
we make
happen.
A determination.
I think so.
Right now, and I said we would take the top four at the end of hour one so we can get to our Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center daily poll. What are the top four burgers to go to our poll? We need to determine Regina's number one burger. Why has this not been determined?
Well,
has the Prairie Dog magazine had this vote and who's won it?
Good question. I think what we can determine today is who the fans think is the best burger, and then we'll have our input and that'll weigh the poll a little bit once we try them.
Yeah.
And eventually we'll be able to.
Do you have a vote, Taylor, right out of the chute?
No, but when I think cheeseburger or burger, I think of a Rink burger.
Yep.
There's a
Brad
lot of
Center.
Good Rinks.
But yeah, but I get not, dogs
but,
there.
But no, but I'm thinking like small towns.
Yeah.
Like Rokenville yes. has the best Rink burger, but we're talking about Regina's best burger. But so that's a whole other thing. I mean, I'm not going to go to the Keg and order a burger, so I have no idea what the burger tastes like at the Keg. It's probably good. You're going to get a steak. What I was thinking, what place specializes in a burger? So
makes sense, but we might not have that. We did have Burger Baron, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
you think of Fuddruckers, you think of those places.
Yeah,
five guys.
Like Five Guys has a great burger because that's what they do.
Yeah.
When I go to Lancaster's, I don't necessarily get the burger.
Right. Oh, I get you.
I can get anything.
It's like you go there and it's like you gotta have the burger, yeah. right? That's what you're talking yeah. about.
That's yeah. what I mean.
Producer Clark telling me that Bushwhacker.
Oh, that's a good burger.
Has been voted the best burger yeah. by the Prairie Dog magazine. Ryan, our text guy, saying it. This Luna is where Fortuna used to be. Justin and Greg did it.
Yeah, the breakfast bistro's in there during the morning, and then it's the dinner.
Well, I'm
cocktails.
Putting Bushwhacker
yeah.
on the pole, and that's based on longevity. Those yeah. boys been around a long time in this town. So you've got 20 minutes, viewers. For Regina's best viewer, best burger, and for our viewers that are in Winnipeg and Calgary, because they're all writing in, Edmonton too. This is just, I gotta get an answer to this. Otherwise, I would have said, what's the Prairie's best burger? But I need an answer because CFL referees, well, one in particular, came to town this weekend, asked me where to go, and I wet myself. I had no answer. I don't know what to tell you. I'm waiting to hear back as to where they actually went. And now, from Brett. Siemens Rink. See, that's the thing. Yeah. What were they saying about Saskatoon, people earlier on? They were saying, you got to go to here in Saskatoon. Where was it?
Yeah, different places. I think it's Congress in Saskatoon.
Yeah,
that's
right,
my
yeah
place.
But it's like, okay, you're going to Regina, so when you get here,
that's not the
drive
question.
To Saskatoon.
Yeah.
And go to Siemens and
right.
at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Probably the rink is not going to be open, first
yeah,
of all.
Probably not in Siemens.
Second of all, I don't even know if that rink is. Well, I think it is open.
Is it natural ice?
Yeah, they
it's freezing
they have
cold.
A rec
yeah.
hockey tournament every
Couple more notes on my page. I told you I had a ton of chicken scratches here, dupes. Few things. One, on Friday, news broke that the Atlantic Schooners are going to begin play in 2021 in Moncton. Why is nobody talking about that? The Canadian press broke that story. I'm watching Friday Night Football expecting the panel to talk. That's exciting stuff. Nobody talking about it. Whatever. Rene Brasilla is the Mexican player, Taylor, on the Rider roster.
Yep, the offensive line.
I sat right behind the Rider bench. There's a bit of a rant here right now. He never saw the field one time. And I was watching. There wasn't one special teams package they could put the guy out there for. As the game went along, I started to feel really sorry for him. You work really hard on the field and off. All this practice time just to get into the game and run out of the tunnel. Everything's great. And you don't get to play. This CFL 2.0, as it stands right now, is challenging the integrity of the Canadian Football League. That's my opinion. After watching this poor guy wait all game and not even get on the field, it's wrong. I felt sorry for him because if I was just on a roster because I had to fill a spot because every team had to have one, but I wasn't good enough to play, I wouldn't want to be there. I would say, here's your helmet. See you. I'm done. I'm out. If I can't play, it's a little like the Saskatchewan Rush. You guys know the Urbans. Class guys. I said to Bruce Urban, why don't you have any Saskatchewan kids on your team? He said, they're not good enough yet. You don't think we want them? When they're good enough, they'll play on our team. And now, Darren, they have one, right? He's on the practice roster.
Yeah.
But that's integrity. We're not going to put somebody on the roster unless they can play. I feel sorry for Rene Brasilla. And then you know what it's like. Probably all his family's watching the games in Mexico going, okay, where was he? Where? He's not on the... Oh, we're not going to watch again. You know, and it's like the junior football team. The 80th player on the sideline wears his uniform. His whole family comes to the games, and he never gets to play. It's very similar to me. Mm-hmm. Now, I guess they're there for the chance to play at some time. I don't know when Renny Brasea is going to be on the field, but I'm told that it's not in the offing. That was one thing that coming out of Saturday night that struck with me. We'll continue. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
All right, Monday morning sports update here on this July 8th, episode 26 of the Rod Peterson Show, coming to you from the bunker in a field in North Regina. Blue Jays slugger Vladimir Guerrero Jr. will be swinging for the fences tonight at Progressive Field. Guerrero has been working with Jays coach John Schneider in preparation for his first round matchup against Oakland's Matt Chapman in the Home Run Derby tonight. Schneider threw BP to Guerrero for 2 years in the minor leagues. The Angels are awaiting test results for catcher Jonathan Lucroy after he was bowled over by Houston's Jake Marisnik at home plate yesterday. Lucroy was sent to a hospital for a CT scan and was being evaluated for a possible concussion and broken nose. Speaking of Houston, signed up more people over the weekend, dupes, for the inaugural Rod Peterson Show VIP sports trip to Houston. By the way, maybe we haven't been telling people enough. It is a VIP trip. The Texans are involved. We will have a special pregame tailgate party with the Texans cheerleaders. I don't think we've told people that enough.
We haven't said that enough. It is VIP, so we're going to get some of that special access or special access to you on this trip, too, which is kind of cool. But yeah, and I'm even getting more texts that there's more people getting in on the trip this morning. So that's exciting. So limited spots available.
And swag bags for everybody that comes. Rod Peterson Show mugs, golf balls, water bottles, stickers, the whole thing. So yes, Tony the Tiger signing up on Friday, a personal friend of mine. I'm sending personal notes to everybody who's coming with us and plunking down their deposits at rodpeterson.com/trip. Paul Drouin, PD, watching this morning, writing in on the Facebook. Where's PD today? One of the owners of the show
Moose
here.
Jaw.
He's in Moose Jaw. He says, the Rod Peterson Show, teaching us every day how to make chicken salad out of lemonade. Did he get that
what
from
does
me?
That mean?
Yeah.
It's amalgamating two great slogans.
Rod said it one day
and he
last
loves it.
Week. It's well, Clark picked it up and put it on your name bar last week. He's like, we're sitting here. He's like, we're making chicken salad out of lemonade.
I say it all the time.
Yeah, it's great. It was hilarious. And so he put it up when, you know, Rod Peterson makes chicken salad out of lemonade.
Perfect. Hilarious. One thing over the last 3 days, and I'll say it again. I had a fantastic weekend. A fantastic weekend. The Riders lost. I went to sleep. I went to bed. I'm fine. These old boys club guys that are losing their minds and emailing and calling me all hours of the night. God bless you guys in the old boys club that your life depends on whether this football team wins or not. But I'm not going to let that be the case. People are raging today over everything from Zach Caleros not being on the sidelines. They're still bitching about Gainer, the quarterbacks, this and that. I went golfing at Catepwa yesterday, drove down through Beseda. It's beautiful. It's like BC. Why don't I live there? Asking myself that question, it's one of my biggest rants. Why was Regina built where it is? I know why, because of the railroad. It should have been built at Fort Capel. It would look like Kelowna, and we wouldn't have to be the butt of everybody's jokes. That's the truth about the matter. I have a very few hair trigger things. That's one.
Your Jeep wouldn't be able to handle your commute, I don't think, every morning.
Big Bird, I was actually thinking this morning on Ring Road how sturdy he was going at 65 mile an hour around Ring Road. I'm like, I think I could handle a trip out to Milestone this winter to put it in my brother's Quonset at the farm. That's why I haven't gone out there yet. I'm not certain it'll make it. I think it'll make it to Regina Beach. Top burgers at the top of the hour will be going to the poll of the top four, Regina's top burger. Ice House Tavern, Lancaster Avenue, Bushwhacker. The Rod Peterson Show director of scouting, Craig Smith, has chimed in. Smokin' Okies. We have our director of scouting. Did you know that, Taylor?
No, that's
the thing.
Craig Smith.
Well, he's a great guy, so I'm not surprised.
And this guy knows his burgers. He's seen America from ear to ear. And he knows his burgers. He says Smokin' Okies, and I wrote one down. Oh, Bond Burger. Jackie Perez is just off set from CTV Regina. She's ready to come in right after the next break to talk about her favorite burger. I got to say, it is the Bond Burger Pizza Burger. Like, it is. Ugh. But you got to find the damn truck.
Yeah. If I want a burger now, I want to be able to get it now. I don't want to have to. Wow. I mean, they're at that farmer's market, and you could go on Wednesday and Saturday and whatever. But if I want a burger on a Friday night, where am I going? Oh, I got to wait till tomorrow at the farmer's market to Bond Burger. Well, it is maybe the best burger, but if you want it now.
I know, but that's a Bond Burger problem. That's not a you and my problem.
Yeah,
they need to update everybody where they are.
Yeah.
From Ryan Marushak, writing in from Saskatoon. He says, morning, gentlemen. Soon to be lady as well, an hour or two. Have you decided on a name for your listeners? Clark was all over that on the weekend. We were taking submissions for what we're going to call the viewers and listeners of this show. And it was things like Rod's Posse, Rowdy Roddy's Gang, stuff like this. I said, you know what? I'm just going to say the Chain Gang. I'm going to go with the Chain Gang. That was my gang from the old show. From what I can tell, they haven't continued it. Can we call the viewers and listeners the Chain Gang?
Well, let's see. Why not?
Why wouldn't we? Unless you can come up with
something better comes along,
which
from one
not,
of our guests.
Have not found.
You guys got anything? Think
got
of something.
Nothing. I got nothing.
Rapid fire notes this morning on a Monday morning. Tennille Art singing. Guy texted me yesterday. J-Rod, probably watching right now. He said, Roddy, what song did Tennille Art sing on Saturday? I said, Oh, Canada, J-Rod. That's what she sang. He goes, no, I meant halftime. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. Tennille Arts from Weyburn, God bless her. If you're going to vocalize O Canada and change it up a little bit, you're going to get what you're going to get. I just think sing O Canada, let her roll, do the best job that you can. But if you tweak it and you take heat for it, you're going to take heat.
Be ready.
Be ready for it if you're going to change it. She has a beautiful voice. Beautiful girl. And because she's from Weyburn, which is like my second hometown, I'm pulling for her. But I wasn't a fan of fiddling with the national anthem.
She's trying to be creative. Mm-hmm. You can't fault someone for trying to think outside the box a little bit, in my opinion.
It's got
to
be subtle.
Yeah.
But you can make little changes.
She did a Bon Jovi cover.
I wasn't in favor of it.
She did a Bon Jovi cover, countrified, I guess.
What song?
I don't know. It was her third song that she played. I was in the press while I was getting pizza, but it was on and I heard it.
What Bon Jovi song did Tennille Arts cover in a country version?
Somebody tell us.
I saw her sing that when she opened for Dean Brody, now that I think about it, but I can't remember what song it was. From Robin in PA watching this morning, Robin says the Rod Squad. I like that.
I like that too.
That's probably better than the Chain Gang.
Yeah, Rod Squad.
We do need to move on. Everybody needs to move on. The Rod Squad. Oh, she sang three songs, and one of them was a cover of Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
I know. What's the Bon Jovi song? Silence. Shot through the heart. There it is from Pam.
You Give Love a Bad Name.
You Give Love a Bad Name.
Yep.
The first Bon Jovi song I ever heard. Ever. My mind is racing all over the place like a gopher. What's your take on Gaynor, by the way, Taylor? Because we have not got yours yet.
He wasn't broken. Why did you mess something up that was sacred? He was fine. He was a little out of shape. He had the spare tire. That's fine. We don't all have to look the same. We don't all have to be fit. He was fine as he was.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I like that.
You're waiting for it.
I like
of
that
course.
Sacred, though, right?
He was Gaynor.
It wasn't just something
He wasn't broken.
It wasn't just something that wasn't broken or something that worked. It was sacred.
Yes.
So you really don't mess with something sacred.
He's sacred. For those that missed the opening warm-up of the show, some people surprised there was this national outrage and backlash over the Gaynor the Gopher. He's been around since 1979. And hasn't changed. Of course there's going to be bad. He's beloved too, by the way. It's not like somebody that's been around since 1979 and hated. They loved. Of course there's going to be backlash.
Should say this. Was sacred.
Yeah.
Not sacred anymore, I don't think.
Tom's watching from Winnipeg this morning. Tom Halleck, the press box announcer at IG Field. And he says, You Give Love a Bad Name is the tune. So Tommy's on it. And he says, another vote for Rod Squad. I think we've got it. I think we've found it. Robin in PA will ever go down in history. And Rod Peterson Show lore is the guy who named the listeners here the Rod Squad. Robbie writing in today on the Facebook feed. Hey, Rod, regarding Saturday night's game versus Calgary, was it the short week that led to the poor effort of the Riders? And what are your thoughts on CFL schedule due to TSN TV scheduling? I think that all of this is becoming a massive excuse, and I'm tired of it. If you're going to go to a game, you're going to go to a game. Even if they kick it off at midnight. If you want to go, you're going to go. If you don't want to go, you're going to find every excuse under the book. Oh, the arena's too far out of town. Saskatoon. And that's for Blades games. As far as the Saskatchewan Rush, they fill the house every game. Explain that. Even when it's minus 47. Talked about the Oilers, which are real deep down my team. They've just made it really hard for the last 30 years.
Yes.
Sell out every game. Tens of thousands of dollars for season tickets and the number one draw on the road. NHL teams in Canada aren't sitting bitching about attendance other than the Vancouver Canucks, and they've been terrible forever. That's a winning problem. But as far as CFL scheduling and lack of attendance, it's buzz, it's marketing, and that's it. The product's great. I saw a guy ripping the CFL and the Riders on Twitter this morning. Jeff was his name. Over the games are too long, they're too this, they're too that. I don't think so. There wasn't a challenge in the Rider game the other night, was there?
Nope.
There was not one challenge.
Was
the game wasn't
was
too.
Game.
I didn't want to leave. Like, we're halfway through the fourth quarter, sitting there with my wife and Derek from CTV and his wife, and I'm like, I'm having a great time. I don't want to leave. But that's me. I'm going to go out of my way to go to the. I go to Pats games. I go to all the games. And now that things are cleared up, I'm going to go to Red Sox games here. I love the social ability aspect of it. I love the concessions. Although I said to my wife, I came home and she's like, you said you were going to have the 2-foot hot dog. Why didn't you? I said, it intimidates me. Like, what if I buy it and then I can't eat it? What if I can't get it down to my seat and I'm poking the guy in the head in front of me? What? It intimidates me. And she's like, you idiot, you don't eat it all at once. You're supposed to share it with everybody. I'm like, why would I share a hot dog with somebody else? That makes no sense. If I'm going to eat a 24-inch hot dog, I'm going to eat it by myself. Shish. Got a lot of rants
started
today.
At one side. Each guy starts at one side. Yeah. In the middle.
What are we, Lady and the Tramp?
Well,
I mean, if we're going to buy a 2-foot hot dog, I'm going to eat. I did it at Texas Stadium.
It's almost like a challenge, right?
Yeah.
No, you can't have a bite. I need
to do it.
I need to feel the
would you share
satisfaction.
It? Do they hand out knives and forks for everybody?
Give you the leftovers if I don't finish it.
From Ian on the Facebook wall, I agree it's marketing, but with all the sellouts we have had, there is no more walk-up ticket buyers. It's all marketing. That's all that it is, because the product's great. By the way, I don't know what made me think of it, but Justin came the other day to the tailgate party. Justin, and he brought me a cowbell. Why didn't you remind me about that?
I know, that's great. It's the sponsor's bell. That's what he said. And so, it was on our social media feed.
Way back in week one of the show, I said, every time we get a sponsor, we need a bell to ring when we have a new sponsor, the Rod Peterson Show. Well, we didn't have a bell. And it became a thing where we're going to bring in donuts every time we get a new sponsor. Well, guess what? Everybody was adding weight. And people were like, we're going to be 1,000 pounds around here. No more donuts. Which, by the way, Clark, the lady at Robin's this morning was watching and didn't like that. I heard him break out laughing on the other side of the wall. So we got a cowbell from Justin. It's going to stay here. And thank you. And I was actually ringing this Saturday night during the game.
Good.
I became that guy.
You were that guy.
Our ears are going to be ringing in the studio here.
It's loud.
Yeah.
I mean, that is why. Do you know why cows wear bells, by the way? Did you ever know why they began?
No.
Because their horns don't work.
Good. Wow.
Ba-dum-bum. Yeah. That is milestone comedy 101.
Yes.
Right here is where I learned that. Okay. Oh, and from Smitty, the Rod Peterson Show director of scouting, Craig Smith, watching this morning. He says, man, if you're a football fan, you go see your team wherever they play. Yes, that's the Canadian thing. That's why I don't like this comparison to America, because I've been to those American places. They pack the stadium every week, whether you're winning or losing, they don't care. And that's not the case here. And it ticks me off. The Riders should be sold out every game, end of story. With apologies to the Pats, the Rush, and everybody, it's all we have. The Rush won't like that. But they pack their place, so what do they care? And they're winning all the time. They're not going to be mad. I'm talking about the Riders. They should be sold out every game. Fans need a reason to love this team, and right now, they don't. Jackie Perez, CTV Regina, joins us after the break. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio.
Based in Regina, with branch locations in Ontario, Manitoba, and Alberta, Nexon Solar, your provider of high-quality solar roof systems, solar shingles, and solar electric vehicle chargers. With financing options that can see you with free power in under 7 years. Nexon Solar, an investment in our future and your bottom line. Contact us today for a free quote. NexonSolar.ca.
Employee pricing is back. These are all pre-owned vehicles. They all have an employee price. You pay what we pay.
Check out this loaded GM-certified pre-owned 2018 Chevy Equinox. It's employee priced at just $22,998 plus tax. Or get into a GM-certified pre-owned fully loaded Cadillac CTS Luxury. It's employee priced at just $35,915 plus tax.
Employee pricing at Capital GMC.
You pay what we pay!
We'll be right back.
One of the things that I'm also running into lately is people who have been declined for marijuana use in the past.
Brian Baker with youareinsurable.ca.
Insurers will decline you for more than just your health. They'll decline you for your lifestyle. And in the past, any type of marijuana use over 2 grams a week is going to send red flags up to traditional insurers, because for those people who are suffering from chronic pain, other illnesses such as Crohn's colitis or depression for that matter that have used marijuana as a treatment, they're probably using more than a couple of grams a week. Now we have legalized marijuana in the country, but don't expect the traditional insurers to have made that change to their underwriting policy. But I do have an insurer that will take care of the client.
If you've been declined due to cannabis, you are still insurable. Don't wait. Talk to Brian today. Brian specializes in finding critical illness, life, and disability insurance for hard-to-insure people just like you. Book your no-cost, confidential, risk-free consultation at youareinsurable.ca.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.